Chapter 7. At the Summer House. The next morning, D'Artagnan went to see Monsieur de Tréville and told him about his mission to London for the Queen. Monsieur de Tréville was very surprised. "May I give you some advice?" he said. "You could be in danger, so you must be very careful. The Cardinal has great power. He might have you arrested, but he could do worse than that. Look out for possible enemies everywhere. Don't argue with anyone or trust anyone with your secrets. If you're out late at night, get your servant to follow close behind you. Now, what's happened to your three friends?"
"I had to leave them all on the journey to England, sir," replied D'Artagnan. "I left Porthos in Chantilly to fight a duel. Aramis is badly wounded in Crèvecoeur, and Athos is in Amiens after defending himself from an innkeeper and his men."
"You see, I told you that you were in danger. And how did you manage to get to England?" asked Monsieur de Trévaille.
"I fought a man called the Comte de Vardes near Calais, and left him half dead," replied D'Artagnan.
"The Comte de Vardes? He's another of the Cardinal's spies," said Monsieur de Tréville. "The Cardinal will have men looking for you. So why not leave Paris as soon as you can and go to find your friends?"
"I'll go tomorrow, sir. There's something that I must do tonight," said D'Artagnan.
Monsieur de Tréville wished him luck, and D'Artagnan left, feeling very thankful to have him on his side. At 9 o'clock that evening, D'Artagnan rode to Saint-Cloud to meet Constance Bonacieux, and found the summer house on the other side of a high wall, at the end of a quiet road. He waited outside, happy at the thought of seeing her again. 10:30 came, and then 11 o'clock, but still she did not arrive. D'Artagnan began to worry. He looked around and saw a tree near the wall. Perhaps he could see into the window of the summer house from there. He quickly climbed the tree, looked down, and got a terrible shock. The summer house window was broken. The door was open, and there were plates and glasses on the floor. D'Artagnan jumped down from the tree and searched the ground around the summer house. He could see marks in the earth where men and horses had walked. Then he found a woman's glove and felt sure that it was Madame Bonacieux's.
"Oh, what has happened to poor Constance? And did anyone hear her cries for help?" he thought.
Then he remembered seeing a little building on the other side of the road. If someone lived there, maybe they had heard something. He hurried back to knock on the door, and an old man appeared, looking frightened. D'Artagnan quickly explained how he had come to meet a friend and was worried when they had not arrived.
"Please tell me if you've heard or seen anything," he cried. "Promise me first, sir, that you won't tell anyone," said the old man, shaking with fear.
D'Artagnan promised the old man that he could be trusted.
"At about 9 o'clock this evening, three men came to my door. I could see a carriage waiting up the road under the trees. The men asked to borrow a ladder and gave me some money. Then they told me if I repeated anything that I heard later, I would be a dead man."
"And did you hear anything?" asked D'Artagnan.
"I heard a woman screaming, and a little later I heard the carriage driving off fast. After that, I heard nothing," said the old man.
"What did these men look like?" asked D'Artagnan.
"One of them was short, with grey hair,"
replied the old man.
And another was a gentleman, tall, with dark hair, dark eyes, and a scar on his cheek.
D'Artagnan thanked the old man and turned away, feeling sick with worry.
The man from Meung again, he thought. And was the other man Monsieur Bonacieux? Did he help to kidnap his own wife?
Oh, my poor Constance! What have they done with her?
Then he returned home to tell Planchet to get ready to leave Paris again. A short while later, they were on the road to Amiens, where Athos had been taken by the innkeeper and his men. When they arrived at the inn, D'Artagnan went in with his hand on his sword.
"What have you done with the musketeer that I was here with 2 weeks ago?" he said.
"Your friend fought back and locked himself in the cellar with his servant. He hasn't come out since, and I can't get in. All my wine, beer, and food is in the cellar, and I'm losing business," said the innkeeper.
"You deserve it for attacking a gentleman," said D'Artagnan.
Then he hurried to the cellar and called to Athos, who was very happy to hear his friend's voice. Athos unlocked the door and fell back into the room.
"Are you wounded?" asked D'Artagnan.
"No," replied Athos with a smile. "I'm drunk. I've been drinking the innkeeper's best wine for 2 weeks. But how are Porthos and Aramis? And has something bad happened to you? You look terrible."
First, D'Artagnan told him that Porthos and Aramis had not returned to Paris, so he had come back to find all three of them. Then he told his friend about Constance Bonacieux, how he loved her, had gone to meet her, and discovered that she had been kidnapped.
"But if you've never been in love, you won't understand my pain," said D'Artagnan.
Athos sat lost in thought for a moment.
"I could tell you a love story about a friend of mine," he said at last. "When he was 25, this man fell in love with a beautiful girl of 16 who seemed to him like an angel. She had just moved to the next village with her brother, a priest. No one knew where they came from. The man was deeply in love with the girl and was stupid enough to marry her."
"Why was it stupid if he loved her?" asked D'Artagnan.
"I'll tell you," said Athos. "One day they were out riding together when she fell from her horse and fainted. Her shoulder was hurt, so he pulled off her coat and saw a fleur-de-lis there. She was branded."
"How awful," said D'Artagnan.
"The truth was that this angel was really a devil. She was a thief who had stolen a silver plate from a church."
"What did your friend do?" asked D'Artagnan.
"He tied her to a tree and left her to die."
"What?" said D'Artagnan, looking shocked. "Do you mean that he murdered her?"
"Yes," replied Athos, whose face was white.
"What happened to the priest, the girl's brother?" asked D'Artagnan.
"He escaped," replied Athos. "He wasn't really her brother. He was her first lover. They had plotted together for her to marry a rich man."
Athos laid his head on his arms. D'Artagnan stared at him, realizing that the rich man in the story was Athos. After a while, Athos raised his head.
"So, I'll never be in love again," he said.
The next morning, D'Artagnan and Athos travelled back to Paris, collecting Aramis and Porthos on the journey. They were both still weak from their wounds, but able to travel. At last, the four friends were together again.